Your name, please?
Jackie Robinson.
And your occupation and position?
Well, I'm chairman of the board of the Freedom National Bank and in the process of establishing Gibraltar Life Insurance Company here in New York.
Mr. Robinson, do you think that there's any basic difference between people because of their race?
Reverend Kennedy, my viewpoint is that there isn't any basic difference between races because of race. I think we have to judge them as individuals.
What do you feel, Mr. Robinson, from your long and very interesting experience, are the marks of a real person that deserves respect?
Well, one who is really true to himself, his God, and his country, probably should say true to God first. I, in my career, have always felt that I perhaps have lost a great deal because I am true to the things that I believe in. I say what I think is right. I don't say what's going to please the newspaper men. I don't say what's going to please the average person if I don't think it's right. Many people feel that you must do this. Well, I disagree thoroughly because in the long run, as I've tried to point out, it's going to come back and haunt you. And my view is to really go ahead and do what's right rather than what is liked by other people.
Mr. Robinson, why do you think that there has been so much trouble then between the races?
Well, I think, number one, there is a fear among many people that the Negro is going to try to retaliate for all of the kinds of problems that they faced years ago. The Negro is not interested in anything other than more democracy here in this country. We keep hearing about every time there's some progress being made that communism is moving in and this kind of thing. The Negro is not, in my view, and has demonstrated over the years that they are not interested in communism, but they want more democracy in a nation such as ours.
Mr. Robinson, from your experience in baseball, did you find that following respect, that friendship did develop between people of different races?
Well, I think if you look at the Brooklyn Baseball Club as it was back in the late 40s and early 50s, and even further, you would note that there was a tremendous amount of respect. I can give you an example. One of the people on the ball club who was most vocal against my coming onto the ball club finally saw the contributions that we could make to help the ball club win, and he forgot for the moment the basic difference between us, and he came over and started giving me pointers as to how the ball club could develop and how you can help it and all kinds of different things. And then we had a fellow by the name of P.V. Reese on the ball club. I think the feeling of respect and friendship that he and I had was something that, just couldn't have existed until he had the opportunity of knowing me, seeing what kind of individual I was, and he judged me in the contents of my character, on my ability as a ball player, not on the coloring of my skin.